I'm Megan Cope. I am a Noonuccal Noongee woman from Quandamooka Country, which is in southeast Queensland, and my work is titled Yungulba, which means flood tide in our Jandai language. My favourite parts of Brisbane are West End or Kurilpa, and obviously I have quite an affectionate relationship with the river Maiwa because it connects to my country. I am from North Strabane. My father is from there, and I spent nearly all of my summer holidays over there. I love travelling across the water when I go home. We're saltwater people, so the salt water is our lifeblood. The Quandamooka is our lifeblood. That's really important to me. I love our relationship with the dolphin, Wangan, and they're very important to us, and I love that even now the dolphins still come to us when we call them. You know, this is because our ancestors developed a very deep connection with the dolphins, and they were our brothers and sisters. And when it was time to go hunting and tap the water, and the dolphins would bring the mullet in or the fish in. And the law is that we always feed the dolphins a portion of our catch, and that's the law of the land and the law of the sea. So Yungulba, which means flood tide, is an ongoing series. The map that's visible in the work is a military map from the 1930s and 40s, from the Second World War. And what I do with those maps is I generate a 5 metre sea level rise over the top. So I'm interested in what the future looks like. I'm interested in talking about climate change and these sorts of things because, like most Aboriginal people around Australia, our people remember time in a different way, in a non-linear way. And so, you know, we have memory of our country prior to the last sea level rise, which is about 6,000 years ago. So I wanted to turn that around and bring it up even more. As we know, climate change is something that is on people's minds. We're seeing more and more dramatic changes in weather systems. So I'm sort of, you know, trying to decolonize the landscape in that sense and challenging our sense of time. Also, it raises questions about dispossession of land in terms of when you observe the maps and you see that when the sea rises, that we may have climate refugees in our own country, which is something I don't think people really consider all that often. What I also do with the map is put the Aboriginal place names back over the top of that to, again, decolonise the space and assert sovereignty by acknowledging that it's Aboriginal land, even though the map is a Western map and a military map and a Western way of viewing the landscape. I'm trying to bring, I guess, all of those things that I've been taught by my family and superimposing it over the landscape to sort of create a dual landscape as well as challenge our sense of time and place. How I want people to see that, if that's even possible, I mean, people will always interpret art in their own way. I guess if the work is trying to say anything, it's about people seeing themselves in that space and being challenged by time and space and history and our recognising our connection to our country and our knowledge and our history through those subtle changes that I've sort of applied over the landscape.